Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas Eve. And I have to jump back to the Common Sense Retirement text line once again. Our I guess it was three segments ago, discussion on the most popular and best Christmas films is still getting some traction with some new comments, several comments about The Christmas Story. And I guess there might have been one before. Yeah, somebody mentioned that they were surprised, they were shocked that it didn't make the top five. But then I've just received several more. We'll shoot your eye out. Come on, what's wrong with you people? It's iconic. Story of Ralphie. How did it not get any love? How is it not in the top five? Well, I just went back to fact check myself. And it is not in the top 10. The top 10 that Americans have seen was Home Alone, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown, number 3, Frosty the Snowman, The Grinch, Christmas Carol. The question with that is with which adaptation, because there's like 40, but it's there. Elf, Santa Claus, Die Hard, which, how's that on the list? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then It's a Wonderful Life is number 10. And then Miracle on 34th Street and several others. I don't even see it in the top 20 of the most watched, and it's also not in the top 10. So I'm sorry. It is a YouGov poll, so blame them, not me. It's not my poll. My poll would be very different. And somebody else had sent me a text about old Christmas movies, agreeing that that the newer ones I mentioned are not old Christmas movies. So thank you. That makes me feel better. I'm in my mid-30s. If those movies that I watched like 15 years ago are quote-unquote old, we're in a lot of trouble. It's a Wonderful Life. I think we can all agree that that is, in fact, now an old movie. Another one, I wonder if any of you would be familiar with Remember the Night. That is also an old Christmas movie that we discovered, my wife and I discovered a little while ago, with an actress named Barbara Stanwyck. I bet most of you do not know that name. However, it's a good movie. You should look it up. It's another one of those black and white classic Christmas movies. It's the same lady from Christmas in Connecticut, if you've ever seen that one. Anyway, those are what I consider old Christmas movies. So if you got more opinions, you can feel free to text them. I will read them on what you think should be the most popular one. That number is 1-800-905-0989. But back to some of the actual news headlines, because those are relevant. And I will answer the question. Several of you are answering right. Several of you have answered incorrectly about the Revolutionary War battle, the famous battle. Not even necessarily famous. It is famous, but it's arguably the most or one of the most important battles in the Revolution that happened on Christmas. There's a famous, I'm giving that away too much, there's a famous painting of it. Now a lot of you are going to get it. And it's a pretty awesome part of American history, a story that happened at Christmas, something to reflect on. And it was really one of the turning points of the Revolution and one of Washington's personal turning points. And I'll answer that in just a little bit. But first, we want to go to some interesting news on the deportation front and the supposed housing crisis. It looks like we may actually not have such a housing crisis as we thought we did, specifically related to rentals. And those two issues, the deportations and the rentals and housing crisis, are actually related. And we'll get to that in 1 second. But first, the new numbers related to deportations. There are now over 2.5 million illegal immigrants that have deported or been deported since Trump taking office. 2.5 million illegals have deported. 605,000 have been deported by the government, and 1.9 million have voluntarily self-deported. So those numbers are incredibly high, very impressive. They need to be even higher, and the Trump administration is working on that. And you're breaking records. A massive change from the Biden administration when we had open borders and we had how many? I shouldn't know that off the top of my head, but how many thousands of illegal crossings every single day? The borders basically shut down. And this is a video. I want to play you a clip of some good Christmas news, especially for Gen Z and for younger folks who are looking to rent, get a house or rent a house. And we're going to listen to his analysis on this and how it's related to this deportation issue.
Working-class Americans and young Americans got an early Christmas present. With rental prices falling the most in 15 years, who knew deporting 2 million illegals would lower the rent? The numbers come from the Census Bureau, who reports the nationwide vacancy rate for rentals hit 7%. That's up almost half since 2022. In some Sunbelt cities, it's closer to 10 or 12%. This is bringing rental prices down to a nationwide median $1,367. That's down almost $100 since 22. What's driving it is two things: deportations, which have opened up over a million entry-level houses and apartments, along with a closed border that had been sucking up all the entry-level rentals. One study in Texas and Arizona found occupancy fell over 1% after stepped-up deportations, and since Trump took office, the national rental population shrank for the first time since 2009. Second, and more ominously, young Americans are moving back in with their parents at Great Depression levels, with over half of 18 to 29-year-olds now living with their parents, including one in four college grads. Of course, the two are connected.
Pause,
if
right,
illegals are...
I don't mean to cast aspersions. Half of 18 to 29 year olds are now living with their parents. Now 18, 19, 20, totally understandable. 29? Like, I hope y'all are charging them rent. Is that terrible to say? Like, I love my kids, but 29, that sounds old. That sounds very old. Well, half of 18 to 29-year-olds are living with mom and dad. And a lot of people have argued that is related to the shortage in housing, specifically the rental prices going up. Well, this is the good news. Rental prices are dropping while we're having supposedly this affordability crisis, which we are having an affordability crisis for certain things. If you go to the grocery store, you see it. Other areas, and healthcare is another one where the massive issue that's got to be dealt with. But gas at major lows, especially for modern times, and now finally seeing a good trend in housing, specifically related to deportations. Who knew? Who could have thought that if you just get rid of all the people who are here illegally, that maybe you'd have more housing to go around? It's really shocking. And Bernie Sanders took to social media to discuss this major housing crisis, and he got eaten alive. And it's wonderful. And you got to hear what he said, and then what people said about Bernie Sanders discussing the major housing crisis. Bernie's always got a good fresh take. And thankfully the internet is unmatched in calling out hypocrisies. So we'll hear from Bernie Sanders in the housing crisis when we get back. This is Adam Morgan at News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.